Sometimes devotees ask me, why do you always have candles? And why do you light candles? I do this because it reminds me of the soul's presence in the material body, just like this flame is now present on the candle. The candle will burn, or wind will come, and the spark of light will leave the candle. But the flame, the fire, will continue. So in much the same way, the soul inhabits for a certain time the body, almost like the fire inhabits or sits on the candle. And after some time, we will watch how the soul goes by death and leaves the candle of the body. And there will be a time when others watch how we will leave, how the spark of life, which is like fire on the candle, will leave our body. This is just the way the world is. Just like a flame is there on the candle for a short time, we, the soul, are for a short time in this body. When this happens, that the flame goes away, we who live are always shocked. But it is the way this world is. We live in a shocking world. We forget. But then when all of a sudden the picture of a dear one is on the altar, we are reminded that our picture will also one day be on the altar. I thought you said this very well, Dario. And I also liked very much how Dario said, when the soul leaves the body, it's a journey which is not always easy. It is easy when we have learned to surrender and go into the and live in the hands of the Lord. It's difficult when we have not yet learned to surrender and when we always jump out of the hands of the Lord. To practice to live in the hands of the Lord, to be carried by Him. To practice this, we have done our Japa retreat. We have tried to surrender to the Holy Name and be carried by the Holy Name. And I'm very, very proud is not the word, very impressed by all of your work. Krito Ham Gyo. I know what has been done by all of you. I'm aware that you have worked very hard, and I'm very impressed. You've tried really to surrender to Krishna in the form of the Holy Name, and yes, it is a good beginning. Now, I want to sing with you a little bit. I was thinking a little bit as I heard, first of all, our Antonia and Sunchicha, and then our Krishna Jivani and Dharmagup. You brought such a lively Dalmatian temperamental spirit here. And I looked at the Japa retreat members who were meditating. And then, in the midst of the meditation, Krishna Jivani saying, "Hey! Hey, yogis!" So, there was a very healthy, I would say, joyful contrast. I noticed Sadhanandi meditation concentrates it properly, and then, "Hey!" So, thank you for bringing your "Hey!" Your sound of temperament to us.
Haribo. I will go back to the little contemplative bhajan. I really request those who play instruments to play slow, especially you and others in the beginning. We won't be slow all the time, but in the beginning. Prabhu, it's really like this. One day we watch the flame of the candle going out, and there will be a time when others are around us and watch how our candle goes out and the light goes somewhere else. Few can only see how the light travels, but this is a reality. So let's be prepared. Prabhupada spoke about this. He said, death is already before your door, so take shelter and chant. He said like this. Oh yeah, Saranandi also tells us, I mean, since we are on the subject of death, one very dear disciple of mine, who was just initiated a few days ago, is at the moment preparing her way. Her name is Radhakund. Some of you know her as Rosie. She and her husband Dieter were very kind and helped me a lot. They built a house in Germany, the Govardhan Project, where I did a lot of my writing of books and research. I was their guest, and they also helped me to stay in India when I would go away from civilization and live in the wilderness. And all of a sudden cancer was in her body, and she's just now in coma waiting to leave. Her greatest desire is to wake up out of the coma. I mean, it's an artificial coma where she is kept because of the medical condition. And then she wants, when she comes out, she wants to travel to India and leave her body there in the Holy Land. And she's very strong-minded. It may well happen. So, Hare Krishna. But now, let us now keep the impression and move on. The best way to help these souls who have either left the body or who are in the process of leaving is that we are not confused about what is happening. The light of the candle, which was there for a certain time, has come down now, and the light will leave the candle. It's natural. This is how the world of candles is. Nothing unusual. What is unusual is that no one thinks about this and is shocked when all of a sudden it happened. Like Goethe said, death is for most people an impossibility which all of a sudden has become possible, and they are shocked. So good. I will say a few words first now, and then Govindanandan will speak in Croatian. Yes? May I know who's you thought to speak in English? Okay. So I really request all of you to sit down now, and we want to make a little review now about what happened in this last week, and we are very happy to see Orlando and Beppo, and the staff here, because I think you would like to also see what we have been doing all this week. Yes.
Htjeli bi također i našim dragim domaćinima pokazati što smo radili cijeli ovaj tjedan ovdje.
Yes. I will speak in English and then we will. The pictures don't need a translation.
Ja ću govoriti na engleskom, a ja ću isto kad budem govoriti na engleskom, ali slike u stvari govore više nego što treba prijevod.
So, we started our retreat on Saturday afternoon, I believe at 5 o'clock, with what we called enter the retreat. What we did during that time is more or less to look at our present state, our present practice, and analyze where we are in our spiritual progress. And then, on Saturday evening, we also defined what we could do to, as they say in America, to push the envelope, or in a better understandable English, what could we do to progress and advance from the level where we were to the next level. We thought this was very important to first of all understand where are we and how can we progress. And the whole retreat really was a journey of progress, a journey of advancement, which we did. We found out that often in our life there is a gap. How would you say gap in Croatian? Yes. Between what we would like to be and what is our present state. There's the gap between our ideal, which lies somewhere here, and our real level on which we are. And if a person lives with such a gap in his heart for long, he will not be a healthy person. See, when you always have an ideal or what you want to do here, you are always in this space, a little distant from your ideal, you will actually become frustrated and bitter and disappointed with your life. Many, many people in modern society have this gap in their heart. They like to believe in good things, but then they find themselves in a job where only money counts. Or they want to have a loving relationship, but somehow the people with whom they are together are so tense and so limiting and so constricting. So when a person for a long time has an unobtained ideal and is separate from it, he will become bitter, and if he is really a person who is labile means shaky, fragile, he might even become schizophrenic. So in our retreat, we want to close the gap between our ideal to be inspired, happy, enlightened human beings, empowered and weak people with like everyone else with their own character faults and problems. And we wanted to close the gap, and we did so on three levels. We first of all thought, how could we start on the physical level? We learned, for instance, healthy habits in our spiritual practice, and we learned to give up the unhealthy practices. We also did something like yoga and breathing and all kinds of things so that our bodies would be able to support us and not obstruct us in our spiritual journey. The second level was the mind training, where we brought our mind to the practice so that we don't just chant Hare Krishna and then our mind is somewhere else in the Lord of the Rings or wherever, you know, absent-minded. We learn to bring the mind back and to connect it with our practice. And then later, the next day, we went into the world of prayers, of feelings, the level of the heart. We went very deep. Then, all this was a preparation for a day which was for many of us a breakthrough day. We called it this day the 64 rounds day, where we really, where we became silent. We didn't talk anything else than only one thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think you will never be able to forget this mantra any longer. So that was on the 64 rounds day. And then the next day we said, Slobodan Dalmatia. We just went on a boat excursion and we walked through nature. We visited this monastery and, yes, I think we all were very charmed because the people in the monastery gave us use of their church and we had a wonderful, let me say, contemplation, wonderful excursion into the life of one of the greatest saints and mystics of Krishna consciousness, Srila Haridas Thakur. Then we ended the day on a slightly humorous note. We learned the art of falling very nicely to sleep and have a healthy sleep. We did this yoga nidra exercise and I will never forget how nicely you were able to snore. to Richate. Richate, huh? Yes. Many devotees told me though that they had adopted the practices which we learned and many had very spiritual dreams by the power of this amazing practice, the yoga nidra. Then on Friday, we thought about quality chanting and we dedicated the whole day to quality chanting. And today, I don't know how successful we all were. We guided you in your personal treasury hunt. We said in the beginning that many people, at least of my generation, associate treasures when they think of islands. Buried treasures which are there between the white cliff and the red palm tree, and so on. And we wanted to guide you in a practice where you could isolate your own realizations, your own findings, your own discoveries in this, during this retreat. So we also did a Sankalpa ceremony and now we are all happy that the retreat is over and sad that it is over. We are happy. I am happy at least. It was so tough for me. I think we all worked very hard. I mean, there was humor, but mainly it was hard work to concentrate, to sit down and so on. But we are sad because we really have formed a community of seekers. We have become very close to each other because we all did this together. We all went together on this island and we all went together to this retreat. And we talk together. We had these different, in our workshops, these different
groups where we shared very deep things, very private things, very personal things with each other. And we are therefore a little sad, but as you can see there, we are already planning level 2 for the Japa retreat, and you will be informed when this is and where this is. Maybe we should do it all in India. I'm giving a retreat towards the end of November at the sacred mountain Govardhan. You can, of course, all come. You're very much invited. But we will also do something in Croatia. We have to see where it is. Good. So now, what we will do now is we will just go again through everything we experienced. We also thought this would be a nice offering to our guests who have come for the day from Split, so that you know what we were doing, and that maybe next time when there is a retreat only 20 minutes from your doorstep, that maybe you find in your heart the desire to participate. No, actually, it's not good for me to say like this. I know that you all wanted to participate, but you had to do your various commitments, and you, some of you are teaching in the school, some of you are singing, and some of you are building houses at the moment. So let this go on. Then after the retreat, I will request Olanda and maybe some of the members of the staff to address all of us, to wish us doviđenja, and to tell us also their impressions. We were in your house now. You shared your houses with us, and we would like to know what do our neighbors think of us. Good. So for now, we will just go through the retreat once again. Govindanandan will and Patrick will lead us. You must have seen Patrick on the walls, on the roof of houses, from trees, photographing you from inside the water. All of a sudden his photo objective came out like from the water, and you thought first it's a dolphin, and then no, it's Patrick. No, Philip. Yeah, it's Philip, and with his ever present photo objective. So he has captured all the high moments and the deep moments, the glorious moments and the very shameful moments of us, and we will now look at this. So.